Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. The
stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
All right, day 279, and Joey, well, unbelievable. We haven't learned a thing from Joe Biden, have we? He promised his word was meaningless. Anyway, let me send this note to somebody on radio. You should know better. Text me. Unbelievable. Anyway, glad you're with us. 800-941-SHAWN is our number. Now, I want to start off with a big story today, and we're going to have Devin Nunes on about it later in the program. And this is huge. And this is everything that we talked about that happened, that we knew happened, that we reported on happening. And it has to do with everything Russia hoax related. So there's a whole lot of things that have happened up to this point, not the least of which you have a jury pool selected by a judge that has not one, not two, but three Clinton donors in the jury pool. Three. On top of that, you got an AOC donor in the jury pool. This is insane. There shouldn't be any AOC people in the jury pool of this case that is going to bring up Hillary Clinton's campaign. And you shouldn't have it. You shouldn't even have a Trump supporter on this jury. It's absolutely nuts. Then we find out in the jury pool that you have the guy that's on trial, Sussman, for lying to the FBI, that Sussman has a kid. I'm not getting into the details of children. And it turns out one of the jurors is on his kid's team of a certain sport. Again, I don't want to give out details about kids, but it's the conflict that's important here. So anyway, now this gets really, really interesting. We heard from Mark Elias earlier in the week. I would not be surprised if his testimony, which to me seemed conflicting at many times, might be in a little bit of trouble himself. Then you have, for example, James Baker, the former FBI general counsel. Remember, and I'm going to remind everybody again, I love the FBI. I love the 99% that risk their lives for us every single day. Same with the intel community. I'm talking about the 1% that had all the power. Anyway, he was the general counsel. And earlier in the week, he actually said that the allegation against Trump about connections to servers in Trump Tower with the Russian bank Alpha Bank, he said he knew inside of a day and dismissed Sussman saying it. But he did confirm that Sussman went there under false pretenses, acting as though he's a great patriot doing it for his country, when in fact he's working for the Clinton campaign and Perkins Coie involved up to his eyeballs because they wanted to get this disinformation out. And now we know the words were used as an October surprise. What is an October surprise, you might ask? It's simple. An October surprise is when you release damning information on your opponent, true or not true, in this case, not true at all, give them very little, if no time to respond, and make it go viral, which is exactly what they did. In other words, so you have Hillary Clinton money, DNC money. They funnel it through a law firm called Perkins Coie. They hire an op research firm. It's normal to have op research firms. That's not unusual in politics. Then they hire former MI6 agent Christopher Steele. Okay, then we have a series of documents that are presented, put together, are now known as the Russian Dirty Disinformation Dossier, none of which was verified or verifiable. It's now all been debunked. And as Andrew McCabe, the deputy FBI director, said, without the dirty dossier, there would not have been the FISA application approval to spy on Carter Page, who we now know worked with our intelligence community, worked with the CIA, three-letter agency, and always cooperated and was a great patriot. And there's no evidence to the contrary. But yet they were spying on him under false pretenses, in my mind. And anyway, they used the dirty dossier as the means of getting that warrant. How does that impact Trump? Well, he had been associated with the Trump campaign. Well, that warrant then allows a backdoor into all things Donald Trump world. That means Trump the candidate, Trump's transition team, and then Trump the president. And even when they found out from the subsource, in other words, Christopher Steele's source, about all these allegations in the dossier that Christopher Steele put together, the subsource was like, no, none of this was true. This was like bar talk. We were all making it up. It was never meant to be used in a political campaign. They knew that in January, which then raises questions about the final two FISA warrants. Three of the four FISA warrants that has to be renewed every 3 months were signed by James Comey. The last one signed by Rod Rosenstein. Explain that one to me. But it says at the top of a FISA warrant, verified. Verified. That's what it says. All of it's unverifiable. Now, the question is, if you present false information or information you did not verify, but you're signing your name to saying it is verified, that would be lying to a court. You might want to call it perjury. I don't know what the exact legal term would be, but lying to a court to spy on an American citizen that is innocent under false pretenses. That would probably put me in jail for 15 years is my guess, which I would never do. Now, I'm trying to bring you up to speed here. So you probably don't know the name Robbie Mook. He has been an insider's insider in Clinton world for many, many, many years. Former Clinton campaign manager. You might recall. Anyway, Robbie Mook. You have him. You have Mark Elias. You have John Podesta. Jennifer Palmieri. Oh, and what is Jake Sullivan's position? Oh, that's right. Isn't he the NSA director, Linda? If I'm not mistaken, correct me, right?
You are right.
So they're all in a meeting together and they're talking about this dossier and getting this information, unverifiable, full of Russian disinformation lies that their campaign paid for with the help of DNC money, which they were controlling pretty much from my perspective. And they get the dirty dossier. Now the question is, Mook actually testifies in the case today. And he testified that Hillary Clinton, the Democratic presidential nominee, herself approved the dissemination of the materials alleging a covert communications channel between the Trump organization and Russia's Alpha Bank to the media. Remember, two separate piles here. The Russia Alpha Bank servers that were in the Trump towers. And then you're talking about the whole other bank of issues involving Russian disinformation. That's the dossier. So he calls Hillary Clinton to get her permission. It's not only is it not true, it was never verifiable. It's untrue. It's now been completely debunked. Now, the FBI general counsel, James Baker, testified yesterday that the Bureau investigated the data alleging a Trump connection to this Kremlin linked bank and found that there was nothing there. He said that didn't ring true and he dismissed it inside of a day. Then the 2016 campaign lawyer, Mark Elias, he said under cross-examination this week on Wednesday, asked Sussman if he went to the FBI on behalf of the campaign. Then he added, from his standpoint, Sussman didn't go to the FBI about the allegations on telling him about the meeting until shortly after it occurred. Now, Elias also claimed that he didn't trust the FBI enough to bring them the Alpha Bank allegation because they didn't do anything to stop the release of the hacked DNC server emails. And he added that he believed that FBI Director Comey had taken an unfair public stance related to Hillary Clinton's email scandal. What happened to those 33,000 emails? What is this thing called bleach pit that nobody knew or heard about until Hillary Clinton cleaned her, you know, computer with like a cloth? Remember that exchange? Then you have General Counsel Baker testifying that he was not out to get Michael Sussman. He described Sussman as a friend and a colleague and said he was just answering questions, underscoring that this was the prosecution's investigation, not his. Well, we find out that General Counsel Baker, after all of this, when he leaves the FBI, goes to Sussman looking for a job. You can't make this up. But he did say that Baker, under cross-examination, was asked if Durham had threatened to prosecute him for perjury. The defense asked Baker if Durham had made that threat. And anyway, he said he made a mistake in his testimony to the Justice Department Office of Inspector General. Remember the referrals of Michael Horowitz. Anyway, so Mook was called to the stand for testimony during cross by government prosecutor Andrew DeFilippis, I think is how you pronounce his name. Mook was asked about the campaign's understanding of the Alpha Bank allegations against Trump and whether they planned to release the data to the media. Mook said he was first briefed about the Alpha Bank issue by campaign general counsel Mark Elias, who at the time was the partner at the law firm Perkins Coie. That's where Clinton funneled the money to hire the op research firm Fusion GPS that then hired Christopher Steele. Again, put that in a separate box. Anyway, Mook testified that he was told that the data had come from people that had expertise in this sort of matter. And Mook then said that the campaign was not totally confident in the legitimacy of the data, but had hoped to give the information to a reporter who could further run it down to determine if it was accurate or substantive. I'm not buying that. That's my own personal opinion, but that's what he said. He also said he discussed whether to give the information to a reporter with senior campaign officials. This is where John Podesta, senior policy advisor, comes in. And this is where now White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan comes in. This is where Communications Director Jennifer Palmieri comes in. I discussed it with Hillary as well, Mook said. I don't remember the substance of the conversation, but the discussion was, hey, we have this. We want to share it with a reporter. And the government asked Mook if Clinton approved the dissemination of the data to the media. Quote, she agreed. Meanwhile, he doesn't know if any of this is true. We're hoping that the reporter will do a deep dive into this. Or are they really hoping that the reporter is going to run with it to slander Donald Trump than a candidate? Which I think is the more likely scenario. If I was a betting man, I can't say for sure. All I remember is she agreed with the decision. Now, Sussman charged with making a false statement to the FBI when he told Baker in September of 2016, 2 months before the presidential election, he was not doing work for any client when he requested and attended a meeting with Baker, and he presented purported data and white papers that allegedly demonstrated this covert communications channel between the Trump Organization and Trump Tower and Alpha Bank, which has ties to the Kremlin. Durham's team has alleged that Sussman was in fact doing the work for two clients, Hillary Clinton and a technology executive, Rodney Jaffe. And following the meeting with Baker, Sussman billed the Hillary Clinton campaign for his work. So he's guilty. But with this jury pool, well, I doubt he's ever going to be found guilty of anything. That's jury nullification because they're Clinton supporters and Clinton donors. And then Mook, in earlier questioning from the defense, was asked whether he or anyone at the Clinton campaign approved or gave Sussman permission to bring the allegations to the FBI. He said no. Looks like he's being left to hang out to dry. The defense further questioned Mook, asking if Hillary herself approved Sussman going to the FBI. I'm not aware. When asked again, I don't know. I don't know why she would. The government is opening, in its opening statement, argued that Sussman's delivery of the Trump Alpha Bank allegations to the FBI was part of the Clinton campaign's plan to create an October surprise against then-candidate Donald Trump. So, bottom line is, they create a phony October surprise that goes viral. The real October surprise, and that would be Hunter Biden's laptop, they ignored. They totally blacked out. So that nobody could read it. Nobody would believe, oh, that's Russian disinformation. That's how screwed up and how morally bankrupt liberal Democrats and the media mob have become. I have a lot more to say. We also have Devin Nunes coming on, and we have an attorney for Donald Trump has been at the trial since the beginning, and Greg Jarrett will get their take on all of this.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on,
but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with season two of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. On Purpose is dedicated to helping you be happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how he got comfortable with fear, navigating the changes in relationships, and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern. This conversation shows a never-seen-before side to Orlando Bloom and his unique life journey.
I think we all struggle sometimes to really deeply believe that we are enough, that we're valued, that we're valuable. You know, we're imprinted by our parents from the age of 0 to 7, right? Mm. I'm constantly trying to go, like, how do I detach from this idea of, is that my baggage? It doesn't look like my baggage. I mean, I know, okay, that's mine. Let's unpack that.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now we have predictions that gasoline nationwide, now over $4 a gallon in every state, will be over $6 a gallon in every state by August. Now, yesterday, we have an Interior Secretary. She was asked a simple question about gas prices. Our name is, in case you don't know, and I'm sure you probably don't, Deb Haaland, Interior Secretary. Listen to this.
Do you believe that gas prices are too high?
Senator, I completely understand the crunch that so many Americans are under right now. I think that Americans are still recovering from this terrible pandemic, and there are a lot of other world events that are making things difficult for all of us.
So it sounds you're unwilling to say that gas prices are too high, because if you thought they're too high, I mean, I just wonder what your department has actually done specifically to lessen this terrible pain that Americans are suffering under these high gas prices.
We're doing all we can, Senator.
We have a baby formula shortage with the United States of America. And Joe Biden and his administration's answer is go to your OBGYN doctor and see if they have any samples in their office. This is not something that you can fix quickly unless you build up something equivalent to Operation Warp Speed for baby formula. If you do that, then guess what? Some kids, by the way, reports are that they've been taken to the hospital because they don't have the baby formula. Infants need either breast milk or baby formula. I know that much. I didn't know. I learned this week. I had no idea. But according to a Biden administration official, men can officially get pregnant, carry a child, and abort a child. Didn't know that either. Learning all sorts of new things from the Biden administration, things that, frankly, I never thought I'd even discuss in my lifetime. But it is what it is. Now, I'm going to go over the economy when we get back. We also have Devin Nunes. We also have Greg Jarrett and someone who was in the courtroom, Trump's attorney, on this new development. Hillary's implicated.
accountable.
Sean gets the answers no one else does. America deserves to know the truth about Congress.
All right, 25 till the top of the hour. Happy Friday, everybody, by the way. You know, how do you explain this? I look at the American people, and I think we are the greatest people. We the people. The greatest people on the face of the earth. The most innovative, the most creative, the most fun, the freedom-loving. God, faith, family, country. I know we're divided in so many different ways. And to see the country compromise its national security and deteriorate to the extent we've deteriorated in less than 18 months, it not only breaks my heart, but it makes me angry. It makes me angry because none of this had to happen. Afghanistan, we could have prevented that. We didn't have to have the disaster at the border either. The border was under full control. Last month we set a record, and you know, now the battle over Title 42, it could double the number of illegal immigrants from last year's 30-year high record. You know, when I read this piece yesterday, and I'm going to mention it again now, that you have JP Morgan Chase. They're pretty smart people there, I can tell you that. People, Wall Street people, finance people, they know the economy far better than I do. I know simple economics. Not that complicated, but this, they're getting into the deep weeds here, and they've come up with an answer. And unfortunately, they believe that drivers across the country could very well be spending, on average, more than $6 a gallon for gasoline this summer, sometime in August. $6+ on average. Quote, there is a real risk the price could reach $6+ per gallon by August. Natasha Kaneva, head of global oil and commodities research at JP Morgan Chase. To get that position, you got to be a pretty smart person. That's a high position. U.S. retail prices could rise another 37% by August. You know, with each additional $1 increase in the price of a gallon of gasoline, JP Morgan Chase puts out an estimate that the American consumer habits will fall by 60 cents. So the blow from high gas prices is manyfold, multifold, twofold, whatever you want to say. For countries with high gas consumption, not only do higher prices cut the real income more than anywhere else, but such countries appear less able to offset higher prices by reducing real demand. That means that there's this ripple aspect of this that we're not even factoring in here. I mean, it's that bad. We already have a 42-year high of inflation. Estimates range, you know, with inflation now getting worse and worse, you know, from Bloomberg's $5,200 on average per average household and Biden's inflation tax estimates now, and it's going higher because I think we're 10 or 11 days in a row now with record high gas prices, breaking a new record every day in a row. At some point, you've got to ask yourself, why did this president ever artificially reduce the world supply of oil and gas? Why did he give in to this radical climate alarmist religious cult? And it's a cult because, you know, you have people that deprogram cult members, and often they fail at doing it once you're indoctrinated into stupidity. And in this case, the obvious answer would be to return to the policies of energy independence that Joe Biden inherited. It's all of his stupid policies, the things that he advocated for, the things that he put in place that allowed all of this to happen. I mean, he didn't have to do all of these things. Now, if he wanted to, he could, you know, reverse course because it impacts supply chains and it impacts the cost of everything you buy at every store you go to. It impacts the cost of manufacturing. At every step, at every level of our economy, it's impacted because energy is the lifeblood of the world's economy. Right now, that is oil, gas, and coal. And you can add nuclear to it, but that's not an option for these climate alarmist cult members. And, you know, Biden could restart the Keystone XL pipeline. Oil and gas industry, it's a futures market. If traders believe the future supply of oil and gas is going to significantly increase, the price of crude oil would go down almost immediately, but then you have to actually follow through on it. It's simple, basic economics. You have supply and demand crisscross and dictate what the price of any good or any service. And he artificially reduced, through his radical policies, our energy independence and shut everything down. You know, right now, according to the Alberta, Canada premier, the Keystone Pipeline would have been done a long time ago, and we'd be importing daily 900,000 barrels of oil from Canada. Now, I don't particularly love little Justin, but they're an ally, and we'd have that available to us. But we also have all the energy we were producing that he stopped producing. Biden could end his ban on new drilling and exploration on federal lands. He could do that. He's not gonna. He could lift the new restrictions on offshore exploration and the restrictions in Anwar and other places in Alaska. He just did one, what, last week? He added another restriction. He could lift the restrictions on fracking. He won't do any of this. That's how locked in he is to the climate alarmist religious cult. And it doesn't matter how much we pay. We're getting lectured time and time again. Well, until we get clean energy readily available and clean energy independence, you're going to have to expect higher gas prices. That's just the way it's going to be. You might want to consider go buying an electric car. I'm not against people buying electric cars. I have a friend that has a Tesla and loves it. I have not driven one myself, but I'm willing to take a crack at it. I once had a hybrid car, an Escalade. You know, he doesn't care. They don't care how much this is impacting you, the American people. Two-thirds of our fellow Americans now are living paycheck to paycheck. I lived way too many years of my early adult years living that way, and it sucks. Let me just put it plain and simple. Two-thirds of our fellow countrymen and women now are living paycheck to paycheck. And now new mothers and fathers, they have babies, and they can't even get baby formula. And it's put panic in the minds and hearts of Americans. This need not happen. I went through all of this yesterday. You know, all of this is preventable. The border crisis was preventable. He could have kept Trump's policies in place. And by the way, also the energy crisis was preventable. That also would have helped Biden with this 42-year of high of inflation, because everything costs more, because everything costs more along the assembly, production, manufacturing line, delivery part of aspect of the products we buy. They don't care. They care more about their religious cult. That's all they care about. Now they're talking about even gas rationing. This is insanity. That's apparently under consideration, according to reports, at the highest levels of the Biden administration. What, you only get to, what, buy $20 worth of gas every other day? We're going back to the Jimmy Carter era? This is Build Back Better? You know, at some point, when do you realize you screwed it up and you change course? The era of big government is over, the end of welfare as we know it. Bill Clinton. Sister Soldier, Bill Clinton. That's that moderation doesn't exist in this new modern Democratic Party. They make Bill Clinton look like a MAGA conservative compared to what, and he was, you know, a fairly liberal president, tried to be more liberal, and then he realized it was political suicide. You have a president now that doesn't even know today's Friday. You have a president now, we now are learning, we're getting reports, so this is interesting. NBC News has finally caught up about Hunter Biden and his hard drive. And that he made about, from 2013 to 2018, around $11 million for his roles with the board of the Ukrainian firm Burisma, and accused of Chinese businessmen and all these other deals. Now, why is NBC following the Washington Post and only now beginning to report on Hunter Biden? Because they're the ones that covered it up the weeks before the election, the real October surprise. So if something happens and let's say somebody's indicted, they want to be able to say, no, we reported that. We reported that 2+ years late, but we reported that anyway. So this is now what Build Back Broke brings us. Joe promised to bring gas prices down. No, not happening. Inflation was supposed to be transitory. No, not transitory. Promise not to raise taxes on people making more than $400,000 a year. Another big fat lie. Promise to fix the supply chain crisis in 90 days. Well, we still have the crisis. Who could forget he promised to shut down the virus? Yeah, the virus is now all over the U.S., cases rising every single solitary day. The only thing I guess I can say good is they seem to have not run out of tests like they did over Christmas. That was a disaster. We now have hit over a million COVID deaths. Most of those deaths happened under Biden's watch, not Trump's watch. He promised not to make vaccines mandatory. He changed his mind, or in other words, lied. He promised to visit the southern border, hasn't visited. He promised to get the opioid crisis under control. It's never been worse. He promised not to abandon Americans in Afghanistan. He abandoned them all 293 days ago. He promised he wouldn't do it, or 292 days ago, if I'm going to be totally accurate. He said that he was going to unite this country. Remember he said that? Ultra MAGA. They took 6 months to come up with that. Well, he's an ultra failure as a president. Existing home sales now fell in April to the lowest level since the start of the pandemic. We actually have a Secretary of Interior that will not say gas prices are too high. Wow. Even Joe Manchin started grilling the Interior Secretary over all of this and basically say, are you kidding me? Joe Manchin and Republicans on the committee say, what are you doing to drive gas prices down? Can you admit gas prices are too high? She can't even admit it. Then you got the energy secretary, Granholm, denies high gas prices are a result of Biden's policies, which was artificially reducing the world supply. You reduce the supply, demand remains constant or even increases, and you're paying a lot more, and that's what has happened. AAA has weighed in. They say gas prices now have been hitting fresh records for the past 11 consecutive days, and they noted that the stretch of record high prices at the pump is, quote, in their words, unprecedented. They're not wrong. Now we have, you know, JP Morgan people saying, yeah, we expect record highs over the next few months. The state of Washington is preparing for gas to top out at $10 a gallon. Gas stations are resetting their price boards to accommodate double digits in preparation of the potential of $10 a gallon gasoline. God help us. This is a disaster. That's the entire economy is going to blow up here if they do this. You know, I just cannot believe we're in this position. It is so sad and yet so preventable on every single solitary level on every issue that we talk about. FDA refuses to tell Congress why infant formula response took months. Why are they telling us to go to our OBGYN doctors? You know, White House recommends calling doctors for free samples that they may have in their offices of baby formula because of the shortage. That's not an answer. You have one economist here saying, a venture capitalist, Americans should prepare for a very serious recession later this year. I am saying to all of you, because you make my life and my job possible, please prepare for the worst. Save as much as you can. If you can get, find ways to save money, find ways to bring in more money. No wonder Joe's approval rating's at, what, 32% it came in this week. Another approval rating, I think he hit another low. The AP even had him in the 30s this week. I mean, you can't even make this up. Quinnipiac, 80% of Americans dissatisfied with the direction of their country. Where are the other 20%? What are they thinking? Biden's approval rating, we told you, among Hispanic Americans, 26%. It has now dropped precipitously. Won 90% of the African American vote in 2020. It's now down to 63%. That's it. You have a corrupt radical running the country, and I don't even think it's him. I think Elon Musk is probably right. The person running the country is the person that puts the information in the teleprompter. And that's why they use the fake Oval Office instead of the real Oval Office, because they can't put a real teleprompter in the real Oval Office. So they have a fake Oval Office to put a teleprompter in to make it look like he's in the Oval Office, to make it look like he's president when he's really not. Kamala Harris claiming overturning Roe v. Wade opens the door to restricting other rights like gay marriage. No, it doesn't. No, it does not. The only thing that would do would probably send it back to the states if that happened. Worst case scenario, abortion is not going to be illegal. They're using it. They're lying. You had a top House Democrat blaming white supremacy for a mass shooting that took place, the suspect happened to turn out to be African-American. You know, it's like every single day there's something new that the Democrats are pushing. They want to talk about anything and everything. They'll even bring up hearings on UFOs to distract from their failure. They now have another attempt at Puerto Rico becoming a state. Pelosi says she's going to win again. Good luck. It's unbelievable. And I never knew this week that men can carry babies and have abortions, get pregnant and have abortions. I didn't know that. Learn something new every day from this administration. The administration that lectures everybody to follow the science. I don't know. I haven't been following my biological science lately.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. The
stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.